Yeah, so I just asked you about
seed companies.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, you know, without even having to talk about seed companies, you know, there's this whole phenomenon of corporations. And now we exist in a situation where the corporations have more rights than people. So it's almost like the corporation is a person that has more rights than everybody else. And my biggest concern with corporations right now is that they think that they have the right to patent life forms and profit off of those life forms. So it's obvious, you know, that this society has learned nothing from slavery, has learned nothing about the morals or ethics of respect for the Mother Earth, and, you know, is existing on a very narrow view that's a very short-term view and a very fatalistic view if you look at the end result of what this is really going to mean. You know, patenting genes, patenting medicine, patenting life, claiming ownership of life. So that's just flat out wrong. You know, it's as wrong as rape. You know, it's as wrong. You can easily draw a line. And if you don't see it that way, then that just shows that you're not connected to anything natural. You do not have any appreciation for the natural world and, you know, for the Mother Earth to exist on her terms, to exist the way she has existed for billions of years until we came on the scene and thought we were so intelligent that we could, you know, claim ownership and manipulate these things. You know, in the 3.5 billion years of life on this planet, if the Mother Earth wanted flounder genes in a tomato, well, she would have done that. That would have already happened. But it can't happen because it's not natural. You know, the fish have instructions on how to be fish, and the tomatoes have instructions on how to be tomatoes. And once you cross those things, then there's no direction from the divine. There's no embedded, innate ability to understand how that life form is supposed to be. And so it's creating these problems, you know, that we can see in the nature with, you know, these genetically engineered grasses escaping into the environment, genetically engineered rice, you know, genetically engineered alfalfa, genetically engineered corn, you know, genetically engineered cotton, genetically engineered soy, all of these things these corporations are claiming ownership of, and they're trying to maximize their profits on selling these commodities and producing these commodities, because of course their friends are the ones that are producing the chemicals. You know, these genetically engineered things still need chemical fertilizers. They still need chemical herbicide. In fact, they're dependent on chemical herbicide. So, you know, we're existing under a corporate structure that produces all of the means with which to destroy this planet and making us slaves to that. So, you know, how does a person get out of that? You know, while we can try and convince the corporations, you know, that that's wrong, we can try and convince the policymakers. But of course, a lot of times, you know, to be involved in policy, you have to have money to campaign and all of these kinds of things. So if a corporation is there to give you a few thousand dollars, you know, give you, you know, a few tens of thousands of dollars, you're going to do what they say and push their policy. So it's like, you know, I don't have too much faith in that. But I do have faith in the Mother Earth's ability to respond to this problem. And she's responding. And that's why we're having things like climate change. And we're going to have a lot more of these things. And it's not really something that's dramatic or all freaked out. It's just as dramatic and freaked out as, say, me having an upset stomach and having to throw up. That's what the Mother Earth is doing. So, you know, a person has to ask themselves the question, am I going to have faith in the world of man who has developed all of these structures in the last thousands of years, you know, and even in the last 100 years, developed all of these structures and technologies to define their reality and to try and make their life easier and to try to, you know, define their cosmovision, their sense of reality? You know, do people have faith in that, or do they have faith in the Mother Earth? who's been doing this for millions of years? And whose team do you want to be on? You know, do you want to be standing with the corporations and the bureaucrats and the politicians? And I ask the bureaucrats and the politicians if they want to stand with themselves when it comes down. You know, I'll bet you anything, when it comes down and when they really start to understand what's going on, they will have wished that they were on our side, that they respected the plants, that they would see the emerging seedlings of corn and the emerging seedlings of beans as equals, as collaborators in life, as a necessary part of who we are, you know, just as necessary as any organ of your body. You wouldn't compromise an organ of your body, your heart or your liver, you know, just because someone tried to convince you that they had a genetically engineered superior technology liver that they could implant you with. You'd probably be happier with your liver that you have, unless you already have cirrhosis or something. But you'd probably say, you know, I have more faith in nature's ability to give me a liver. It's part of my body. No, thank you. Well, it's the same thing with what they're doing with our food. Is our food is not an object out there in the field, out in some other state, you know, some mechanism of making profits or you know, of controlling the food system. A seed is a person. These crops are living entities that demand our respect. And we have to respect them. Why? Because they fed us for centuries. They built this so-called civilization because of their bounty, because of their graciousness, because of the graciousness and bounty of the Mother Earth. And now we exist in a time when, you know, these corporations think because they can control policy and the laws and the economics and all this stuff that they're superior. You know, those days are numbered. They're going to realize very shortly, along with the rest of us, because we're all in the same boat, that that's not how it works. And they needed to draw a line and say, let's not cross this line because it's us. It's our children that we're messing with. It's our grandchildren that we're destroying this planet in the name of these short-term profits and these so-called technological advances.
Could you kind of...